First floor, the hall of Leo X. Let's position ourselves in the center of the room and look around. We are in the Salone di Leone X, the hall of Leo X, the heart of the Medici Villa. Located right in the core of the building, it is a room that more than any other embodies the new concept of the Renaissance residence. It replaces the usual courtyard, from which medieval residences derived most of the light for their inner rooms, with reduced openings to the outside, as in castles. Here, on the contrary, we find a large interior space, but bright and open 360 degrees to the surroundings. Approaching the openings or stepping out onto the terrace surrounding the second floor, directly accessible from the hall thanks to the ingenious H-shaped layout, one's gaze can wander freely over the surrounding landscape. From the loggia around the ground floor of the villa in Poggio a Caiano, however, the surrounding nature is framed in perspective, as it is in paintings of the same period. From here, one can well understand how the villa constitutes a concrete example of the humanistic aspiration for imposing order over nature. The name of the hall comes from Giovanni di Lorenzo de' Medici, who went down in history as Pope Leo X. He commissioned three great painters, Franciabigio, Andrea del Sarto, and Pontormo, to undertake the wall decoration of the room around 1520. After the pontiff's death, the parts remaining unpainted were left undecorated for about 60 years, when they were finished and unified thanks to the work of Alessandro Allori, commissioned by Francesco I. Above, the room is enclosed by a barrel vault, completed under Leo X and made of multicolored and gilded stucco depicting the emblems of the Medici family. In particular, in the center of the ceiling, the coat of arms with red and blue balls on a gold background, and above, two crossed keys, one gold and one silver, the symbol of the papacy, dominates. The cycle of frescoes decorating each wall constitutes a veritable celebration of the Medici family, achieved through a metaphorical use of episodes from ancient history. Among the most significant works, it should be pointed out, is the lunette to the top right as we enter, a masterpiece by Pontormo in which Vertumnus and Pomona, two rural deities, are depicted. Through complex allegory, this work interprets the ideals of Lorenzo the Magnificent, for whom the countryside was not simply a place of rest outside the city, but was also a vast seedbed where experimentation with new agricultural techniques and the relationship with nature were of primary importance. The painting also alludes, through the severed laurel trunk from which new boughs sprout, to the dynastic succession of the Medici family, with the wish that the new branches of the family tree, after the broken one of Lorenzo, might grow vigorously. Lorenzo is also referenced in the panel on the left on the entrance side by Andrea del Sarto and Alessandro Allori. It depicts the tribute to Caesar, but its intention is to recall the gifts Lorenzo received in 1487 from the Sultan of Egypt. The scene opposite, painted entirely by Alessandro Allori, also alludes to Lorenzo. Here, Syphax, king of Numidia, receives Scipio. The reference is to the journey Lorenzo made to Naples to meet King Ferdinand of Aragon. Lorenzo's political acumen is then extolled in the panel to the right on the entrance wall, where Alessandro Allori depicted the consul Flamininus speaking to the council of the Achaeans, a clear reference to Lorenzo's address to the Diet of Cremona. To conclude, opposite, Franciabiglio and Allori frescoed Cicero's return from exile, a reminder of the three Medici expulsions from Florence, which always ended with a return home, referring particularly to the return of Cosimo the Elder in 1434. The decoration is completed, again by Allori, with the other lunette on the left, depicting Hercules in the Garden of Hesperides, and with various allegories of the virtues.